Hello, everybody, and welcome to week two of Kids, Socks, and Motherhood. Again, my name is Kelly, and I'm sitting here with my lovely co-host.
It's Vesta.
Just to do a quick recap, I hope all our lovely listeners out there have had the opportunity to listen to week one. We pretty much went into a little bit of detail what Kids, Socks, and Motherhood actually means and what it stands for and what we are trying to promote when it comes to motherhood and society. So Vesta, if you want to just chime in a little bit more about a little bit of the recap, please feel free.
Okay. Yeah. So, like we said, Kids, Socks, and Motherhood is a podcast platform for melanin moms in particular to just keep it real, you know, and let our hair down and to know that you're not the only one. We are mothers. We have littles. I'm not sure, you know, the age range of our listeners, you know, as far as their kids, but motherhood is motherhood, you know, and we all could relate in some type of way, shape, or form to, you know, what it takes to be a mom.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to continue this journey with you guys. Hopefully you guys had a chance to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram. Yes. Our handle is kids. KSA underscore motherhood. Again, that's KSA underscore motherhood. So I guess we can go ahead and jump into today's topic,
which is expectations versus reality of staying home, being a stay-at-home mom / working home mom. And y'all, let me tell you all what's up. So we're going to just jump right in there because this platform is, we're going to keep it real raw and real funky. So this is how we're going to do it. So Vesta, I'm going to give it to her. I'm going to shoot over to her so she can get into more detail what it was like for her to make the decision of being a stay-at-home mom because she's been in this for 2 years. And we laugh because we were like, what were we actually thinking in the beginning part of it? And now it makes sense. At first it didn't, but now it makes sense. So I'm gonna let Vesta go ahead and just share her story as to what got her into becoming a stay-at-home mom in the first place. So Vesta.
Well, okay, so where do I start, man? I guess in the beginning, the decision has kind of always been in the forefront. My husband and I, when we were courting, we talked about our family dynamic, you know, the culture of our home and what we wanted that to look like. And so the decision was brought up, you know, for me to possibly be a stay-at-home mom. It was a mutual decision. We knew the type of environment that we wanted our son or daughter at the time before we had kids. We knew the type of environment that we wanted to cultivate, you know, for our children. And of course, you know, I'm not knocking anyone who, you know, decides to put their kids in daycare. By all means, you know, everybody has that choice to choose for their kids. But us personally, we wanted a home environment for our children.
Yes.
At least starting off, because when they're so little, like, they're very impressionable.
Oh my goodness.
They take in so much, just sponges. And so we wanted to be able to mold their little minds at that early age. And so I'm super excited or super glad that I decided to be a stay-at-home mom.
Beautiful.
When that time came, I was nervous because I was like, what is this going to look like for me?
Yes.
You know, and you hear the myths and everything about being a stay-at-home mom, all that. First of all, let's dispel one.
Yes, please. Please.
That stay-at-home moms, all we do is be at home and sit around. Please.
That's the last
thing. That is a total LIE. Okay. I like to joke and say being a stay-at-home mom is entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Because it teaches you so much. Not only time management, organization, prioritizing. It teaches you all that. So I knew it was gonna take a lot. I just didn't know how much energy, mentally, physically, and emotionally, it was going to take. But I can say it has been an amazing journey thus far. I have no regrets making that decision, and I'm just super excited about, I guess, the years to come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll see how long I decide to be at home or if I'm itching to go back into the workforce or whatnot. So,
well, technically right now, entrepreneurship of being a stay-at-home mom is the workforce, if we want to break it down that way. Because you got to think about being the stay-at-home mom and the entrepreneur. I love the way you put that, like, it's entrepreneurship, because you literally are kind of like running a business when it comes to how your household is functioning.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't think about it that way because it does take a lot of time management, and really just being creative with your with everything that's kind of happening around you. So when you're able to have like that balance and that basis of what that looks like for your household. Now, I can't say that my household structure is going to fit your particular household structure, because you have to find what works. And that's just like how businesses are. And not to relate it to that, but it is. It really is like running a business when it comes to being a stay-at-home / work-at-home mom. And I know for me, when I made the decision, you know, I talked to, you know, I was talking with Beth. I was like, I would call her like throughout that whole entire year. Like, how is it? Because I really wanted to do it my first time around. And I didn't get the opportunity to until my son hit 17 months old. My daughter was born. And I was like, I'm going to do it, Vesta. I'm going to do it.
And I was rooting for her. I said, Kelly, you can do it.
And y'all, I listen, I'm speechless right now, because when I first started, I was just like, oh, this is going to be easy. Those are my words to myself. I'm like, this is going to be easy. I ain't got to drive nowhere. I get to be at the house. Let me tell you, mommies need sun, right? So we need to have fresh air too. And when I got into that space, I realized like the baby was easy. The two-year-old, you know, well, I'm sorry. I said he was 17 months. He was actually two, y'all. Excuse me. He was 2 years old. So I got pregnant at 17 months, something like that. So the baby was easy because, you know, the schedule was feed, sleep, wipe the butt. The 2-year-old was the one that was like, oh, you got to be entertained.
They need a lot of attention at that age.
Like, you actually get up and move around. So I got to actually watch what it is that you doing because you busy. Mm-hmm. So they need a lot of attention. And when you just have a baby, you don't even have the energy for the baby, let alone
a toddler.
Yeah. So you're exhausted. So I'm over here trying to manage being at home, trying to do a schedule, attempting to try to get, because y'all, after having the baby and pushing one out of you, because I've had, you know, push one and had a C-section with the other, I ain't trying to do nothing, but I have to get up and find a way. So I would call and just ask questions, but I realized I didn't have anybody really talk about this too. And the only person I could talk to was Vesta. And our thing right now is a little different because now I'm a mom of two and she's a mom of one. So I was like, okay, how are you balancing? And she, you know, she'd give me some ideas on balancing the little one, but right. I'm like, balancing the other one. She really was like, I mean, you know, just try, do, make sure you said, I was like, she was really nice with it. She said, oh, and she's like, make sure you have time for yourself. You know, make sure you state your needs. And like, it was very encouraging. But at the time, I'm like, this makes no sense. Like, this makes no sense whatsoever. Like, help me. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And, you know, she's laughing because I would call her like, I don't know what I'm doing. Please help. Like, this makes no sense. And y'all, like, now that we're ending the year of me being a stay-at-home mom.
See, it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so bad. But I will tell you, my expectations versus my reality, I was lost. Very, very lost. It's like going to school and you studying for a particular trade and you get out into the work world and everything that you studied does not correlate to the real world. And you're like, what was I in school for doing this
Wait,
for?
That's almost true, because when we're in school,
yes,
the system, it teaches you. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I've used algebra in forever. Mm-mm. Like,
I
only use it in school. Right. Exactly, you know?
It's the same thing. I'm telling y'all. And y'all, Vesta is like probably one of the dopest mothers I've ever met.
Kelly,
to be honest,
stop
with you.
It.
And when she was like, give me this advice, I was just like, she is so sweet, but I feel like I'm still losing my mind. And I know for her, it was probably hard because she didn't have anybody to really reach out to. I don't know if you did or not, to really like put it out there, especially the way you were going about mothering. I don't know if you really had someone to support you with that?
I have a couple of close friends who are stay-at-home moms. You know, shout out to my St. Louis stay-at-home moms and my moms. I have some in, I think it's Cincinnati okay. and Memphis.
Nice.
So those particular mamas that I do know, they were of help. But as far as like family, being a stay-at-home mom of littles, like I'm pretty much starting the blueprint because there was no one, like you said, for me to kind of glean from and ask questions. And so, hey, I'm figuring this thing out as I go along, okay?
Yes.
I do not know all the answers. I do not claim to know it all, but what I do know, I will share and be of an encouragement to someone else.
And that's why we're telling y'all, reach out, speak to us if you have questions. We don't want this to feel like you're by yourself, because I will tell you, it did feel like times where I was actually by myself trying to do this whole motherhood thing.
it did, especially in the beginning. Yes. Like, I remember, you know, I think it was one night my husband was at work and I was just like super tired. And so I just cried. I was crying because I just needed help. And so, you know, my village, it, you know how you can still be around a lot of people, but still be alone.
By yourself, yes.
Yeah, I think that was the situation, you know, for me. And I felt like that. And thank God for my husband. I would, you know, vent to him. And he was just always so sweet with his encouraging words and things like that. But we made it. We made it work.
Yes.
You know, and we've been making it work. And now that Eli's getting older and, you know, more social, it's kind of easier now to get, I'm not say easier to get a babysitter, but it's kind of easier for him to adjust when we're not around so that, you know, we can't have a moment to breathe. Or whatnot, but
I'm gonna tell y'all, making the decision to be a stay-at-home mom, I would just say don't take it lightly, because you gotta realize when you are the person that's around your child literally 24/7, you're the one that's helping to mold this little mind and little body into, you know, their being. So I'll just say don't take it lightly, really. You know, have your kind of like your ducks in a row, and if you need help, reach out for help. Don't feel like you have to do it by yourself, because it is hard. It is hard some days, and you know, you just keep moving. You know, like it, you'll learn more when you make mistakes, and you'll be like, okay, well, let me try to do something differently next time. And that's just how it goes. You just keep learning and just making those mistakes and getting better and better. Because I will tell you, the second time around with parenting, I would say this. Was actually so much easier.
That's what they said. It said, my cousin, shout out to my cousin Bam. I don't know if he's listening. But him and his princesses, we were talking one day and he was like, you know, hey cuz, you gonna have a couple more? I said, a couple? He was like, it gets easier. I said, you know what? I believe you. So we are, you know, prayerfully, we do have another one in the future. But I can say I have taken a lot from, you know, kid number one that I know, you know, what to tweak.
Yes.
For, you know, the next time.
And I will put out there too, like, my little ones is just, even with them being two different sexes, it makes a difference as well. So just be prepared for that. Just because you think you could parent one way with one sex, don't expect to parent the same way with the other sex.
That's good.
To just be prepared for this. And, you know, just love them equally. They're going to have their own little things there. And as far as like working at home, let's kind of jump into that.
Tell me, how has it been? Like, what did you expect working at home would look like?
Roses, like rose petals, and this magical moment of just, you know, y'all get what I'm talking about, right? The oasis. I'm gonna keep talking about the oasis. And in all honesty, it has been that. It's really, it's been beautiful. I'm like, let me stop joking. It has really been beautiful. Because I've been able to be really at home with especially my little one. Because I cannot express to you the importance of having the opportunity to be with your little one that first year. And just being able to just do it, like, cause I'm a nursing mom, I'm a breastfeeding mom. So for her, I would have appointments and I'll have like a 10-minute intermission time between appointments or something, whatever time, like 5 minutes, whatever. I get to go nurse her where I don't have to worry about, okay, she's taking the bottle, if she's unhappy, changing her diaper, you know, just different things like that. Like, I enjoy that. So for me, being able to work from home, it takes the stress off of who's keeping the baby. Is she going to be okay? It takes a lot of pressure off of me. Plus, I don't have to leave the house, which means I don't have to drive because, yeah, I've driven so much for work.
Oh, my goodness. I think that's, wait, since you, now that you mentioned driving, I do not miss it.
I do not.
When I was working my job, it required me to drive like 85. I was out in the community like 85% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I put so many miles on my car. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. But yeah, I think that's one thing I do not miss.
Mm-hmm.
I love being at home and being present. So, mm-hmm. But go ahead.
But yeah, so just being a work at home mom, it just gives you the opportunity to get creative and just balancing time and things like that. So you get the opportunity to still do whatever it is that you love to do and still be with your kids and be with your spouse, your partner, or in my case, my king, be with him. And, you know, in between these times. So if I have like a break, like a 2-hour break window, I'm doing something with the family. They're like, all right, I got to go back to work at this time. And I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about going back to work because I'm working on my time. I'm not working on anybody else's time. So that expectation of working on someone else's time is out the window.
Yeah.
And it's only the expectation of working on my time. So it's actually been a really great experience for me to the point that I've been encouraging all of my moms that I work with to, you know, find something they actually love that can bring them a revenue. Like, don't feel like you just have to just wait for something. Like, do something that works for you and will bring you full joy and a peace about doing so. Right. So that's just been great for that. I know there are more stories that you all have to share. And it does get hard because sometimes when I'm working, I might hear a baby cry or I might hear my 2-year-old cry because he's fallen because he's rough because boys are very, very rough.
They are. Oh, my goodness.
So you might have to soundproof your door so you don't get any sound from the outside so people don't hear your kids. And they're like, what's happening over there? And, you know, I've never gotten that, which I'm very grateful for. I'm not knocking wood here. I think this is wood, whatever this material is. So it just it has its gives and its takes, but I wouldn't change it because I don't miss working for anyone. Mm-hmm. I love the fact of the flexibility of my time. And like I said, like what Vesta said, and I piggybacked off of her, being a stay-at-home mom slash working mom is entrepreneurship if you look at it from that way. And if you know how to run your household with being a stay-at-home mom, running a business or doing anything else, it's going to be a piece
right.
of cake.
I should put that on my resume. Like, I'm a manager.
You
manager. I'm qualified. I have 2 years experience of.
Seriously.
But yeah.
I encourage you to, because I feel like nobody talks about that as being the hardest job in the world. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world because you literally don't get a break from it.
It's 24/7. You can't call in sick.
Mm-mm.
I think that's the one thing that I always thought about.
Yeah.
When I first started off, I said, man, I have to do this 24/7, you know, and it's like I said, I have no regrets and I'm learning as I go. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful for my husband just being so patient with me as I try to figure out, you know, my role at home as a full-time wife and mom.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very supportive. There are days when I, you know, felt like pulling my hair out, you know, I'll talk to him and he'll bring me down. So, so I would say just like my expectation versus the reality. I mean, it wasn't too far off, but I was hit with, you know, just some surprises, like I said, of how much energy it takes out of you. So, you know, coming up on year two, would it be 2 years, September 15th?
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on year two, I am just so thankful. The load seems like I said earlier, I think it's getting a little lighter, you know, since Eli is getting older or whatnot. But I think that's where the real work is going to come in.
It's going to get busy. It's going to pick up for you, for real. I'll be honest with you.
He's so independent.
Yes.
He's so, like, his comprehension level is not that of a almost 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I forget he's actually one, you know, the conversations that we have and how he responds to things. I'm so
amazed. And that's all the work that you put in there. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's such a beautiful thing when you really get the opportunity to see what the reality of it all. And that's the payout. Like, yes, we don't get physically, you know, given a dollar amount, but the reward of just seeing our kids blossom. It, if anything, it brings tears to my eyes. And I sometimes I just get, I get sad when it comes to, you know, how things are and just things like that. And just keep, you know, putting ourselves in this position where I'm like trying to hold my three-year-old, right? I try to hold him like, oh my gosh, my baby, and just different things like that, because I'm like, I'm not ready for him to change.
You don't want to face the truth.
I'm like, I'm not ready. Like, I can't be able to hold you or cuddle with you, because you're gonna be like, mom, don't touch me. And I'm gonna be like,
I know.
I'm like, but I love you so much. So don't move. Just keep staying right here. He's like, I want to go play. And he'll tell me things like, I want to go play, mom. I want to go outside. Or, oh, you know, man. Like, you know, or he'll tell me like, y'all kids are embarrassing. But that's a whole nother episode.
Right.
Just things that our kids say to us to embarrass us when we're out in the public and things like that. Y'all grocery shopping?
Oh my goodness. I think that topic needs a whole episode by itself.
It does.
Because
I'm not even going to divulge.
Oh, like, my goodness.
No, we're going to leave that where that is. I'm just going
to. Yep. Anytime I get to go to the store alone, I take it, because going to the store with a toddler.
Oh my gosh. I want this. They just want to touch everything. So you know what I do when my two kids, and my three-year-old, he's big. He looks like he's about five. So because he's super tall. I put everybody in a cart, so can't nobody touch nothing.
Mine's climb out of the cart and will climb out of the front seat and stand on the rail and grab onto my neck. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I told y'all the grocery store trip episode will be coming to you soon. But just to kind of just keep ourselves here on topic, y'all, the expectation versus reality, we can definitely talk about this for a few episodes, because I have a feeling that someone you will be reaching out just asking more questions. And if you have questions, we will definitely address them on an episode dedicated to you all. And just know that we hear you. We hear you.
And I did want to point out, you know, I know we said that this, you know, podcast platform was, you know, particularly for our melanin moms, you know, for us to have a space and things like that, those who stay at home and work at home. Mm-hmm. But as we said, you know, earlier too, like, this is a podcast for moms, like, period, whether you work outside of the home or not, like, this podcast is for you, because one thing we do have in common is we're mothers.
Yes.
And motherhood can be hard sometimes, just flat out. It can be hard. And, you know, some days you feel like Superwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Other days you feel like you've failed you know, and you feel miserably.
Mm-hmm.
So please engage with us. You know, we would love to hear your feedback. We would love to hear your comments, questions.
Yes.
We are here to discuss it all. So don't forget, like I said, IGKSA_motherhood and email
at
two moms
at
ksam.info.
Yes. And you remember, check us out every Monday. So remember, Mom Mondays, very easy. So remember that. You can expect an episode to drop every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
12 p.m. Central Time.
12 p.m. Central Time, if you're from the Loop and you proud.
Hey.
So just different things like that. So again, y'all, we love you all. We
thank you so much for tuning in. And
please,
like we said, this is our first time podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with us, you know, while we figure this thing out, you know, from audio to, you know, managing social media. We are going to do our best to stay active with you guys and to engage as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And remember to download. So when you download, just you will receive the automatic alerts about episodes being drop on Mondays, so you don't have to really go searching for us. So if you do that, you don't have to worry about it. But remember, when you're looking for us on the podcast channels, look for Kids, Socks, and Motherhood. Repeat, Kids, Socks, and Motherhood, and you will find us. And peace and love, family.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will, I guess, be with you guys next week.
Next week. Yeah. Bye.